T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Face the Nation on CBS TV, Channel 4, right here locally, Sunday morning with the host, John Dickerson. It's a great show, and we are lucky enough to get John here on this Friday morning. John, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave.
I want to get your thoughts on France, and I know they're just kind of ending up the meeting now with a big parade and the bands playing, but your thoughts on the president's visit there?
Well, it's quite a turn of events in the relationship between the American and French president. It didn't start off so great, because in part President Macron seemed to be positioning himself at the expense of President Trump, both with that symbolic handshake of a couple of months ago, which turned into a bit of a little wrestling match. The French president using the symbolism to show that he wouldn't be bullied, and then when President Trump pulled out of the Paris Climate Accords. The French president tweeting, you know, make the planet great again, playing off of the Make America Great Again, and arguing that French was the new leader in on global issues because the United States had stepped back. But now, this highly symbolic and important moment for the French president, he adds luster to it, or seeks to, by inviting the American president, putting him in the primary spot at that parade. And so now you see the French president is in a position of wanting to give something, or needing something, I should say, from the American president, and President Trump only too happy to provide it, because he gets to go and inhabit the ceremonial role of the presidency. And that always looks good to Americans, and also particularly given the stories the president is facing back in Washington. It's a much better place to be.
Well, let's talk about the health care bill and what's going to happen there when he returns.
Well, the health care bill is having some issues. Basically, we've got a new version of it. Mitch McConnell, the leader in the Senate, has said he will have a vote next week. And, you know, they can only lose a couple of senators. They can't lose three, and or else, because it's a Republican-only bill at the moment. And it looks, the initial reaction has not been favorable. And it's not exactly clear who has come out and said exactly they won't vote for it. But we've got a couple. And also, I guess the point is that, while there are only a couple of who have said, I think, Rand Paul has said he won't vote for it. And I think, Susan Collins is still against it. Is that basically, after 3 weeks of trying to work and find a solution, the original problems that have been here with healthcare legislation since the House of Representatives started it many months ago, is that you just have this tension between those who want to see the Affordable Care Act go away completely and those who want to leave some of it in place. And that resolving that tension is very, very, very difficult.
And of course, as you know better than anybody, John, the president's son was dominating the headlines this week. And on Sunday's show, it looks very interesting. I know that you plan on having the president's attorney there.
We do, and it was interesting. I saw this morning that Charles Krauthammer, a widely respected conservative columnist, respected for good reason, makes a case that I found a little bit surprising. His argument is basically even bungled collusion is collusion, which is to say that what we know is that the president's son was very anxious to have a meeting with somebody who was representing himself, or who was represented as a lawyer from the Russian government trying to help the Trump campaign win. That Krauthammer's argument is that that's all you need to sort of prove what's been alleged. I think, and his argument is the fact that the meeting appears to have been a bust, and that there was no information provided of the sort that the president's son was anxious to get, Krauthammer's argument is it doesn't matter. Why is this interesting? Well, because Charles Krauthammer is not exactly a liberal, and so to have somebody from the conservative side making this case removes it as a purely partisan assessment of this week's developments.
Also, you have Rand Paul coming in on the show Sunday.
Rand Paul is very skeptical about the health care bill argument. His argument is basically it leaves Obamacare in place. The problem here is, as I was talking about earlier, is that you can't get the number of votes, and also the insurance industry and doctors and hospitals are not huge fans of the proposals that have been put forward by the Senate for the failure. And then it really leaves the question as to what they do next.
John, I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. I always appreciate you sharing some time here with us on these Friday mornings.
Sure thing. Have a great weekend.
He is the host of CBS's Face the Nation. He is John Dickerson. You'll see him right here on Channel 4 Sunday morning on CCO. 60 degrees on an overcast day in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Light winds, though, right now in the Twin Cities. Dew point at 54 degrees. Susan has a traffic update for you before the news with Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.